This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible. This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Greetings, this is Harry. I represent the Reformed Church of Hastings, being one of the Reformed Churches of New Zealand. Our place of worship is 1234 Howard Street, Parkvale. You're most welcome to join us in worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. and also at 4:30 p.m. Do join us. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Lord, Sabaoth is made from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. Greetings again in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. I'd like to ask a question. Do you think that you are worth dying for? Well then, Jesus Christ is worth living for. Now that is a positive note to start with, but now I'd like to present something a bit negative and then proceed back to more positive direction. You know, why is the world that the shape it's in? Why are there family problems? Why is there divorce? Why are there 16,000 abortions in the last 12 months? Why does immorality abound? Why is there lying, cheating, stealing, robbery, stabbings and murder? Why are the bullets flying and the bombs exploding? Why are these things happening to us and to mankind? Well, it definitely looks more and more like a godless society. What has happened to us? What's happened to mankind? Why is man behaving like this? Why do we end up flat on our face and up to our chest in mud? Well, we have to go back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, when God created man. God made man and gave man this world to live in, but under certain instructions, which the man and the woman did not fulfill. They rebelled. They knew better. They disobeyed. So they had to give up their perfect world. And so here we are, quite a few generations down through time. We have inherited these bad traits, these rebellious ways. You know, there must be a solution to this problem. So we need to get off the road that a lot of us are traveling on and change the direction. We need to change the road that we're on. We need to make a spiritual U-turn. Now, the Bible refers this as repentance. We need to find a road that leads to the ultimate answer, where the burdens and the guilt and the anger and resentments that we are carrying can be removed from our shoulders and from our hearts and minds. You know, there is only one man who's equipped to do this, and this man is the Lord Jesus Christ. The road that he was on was not an easy road to travel, but that same road has been made an easier road for us to travel, a road that leads to salvation, and that is the saving of your soul. Throughout our lives we stray, and the devil, the evil one, will do his utmost to redirect our footsteps, to change our direction. He has actually changed the road signs. He has changed the signs to, do what you want. Do what you please. If it feels good, do it. And no one can tell me what to do or to think. And the popular catchphrase this last decade, it is your choice. It's my choice. Well, the Lord Jesus talks about this road. It is Satan's road. It is the road that leads to destruction. And Jesus said that it's very wide. So in other words, there's a lot of room for a lot of people. But the Lord Jesus also tells us about the narrow road that few find. He declares, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few are those who find it." So Jesus Christ is the way. He is the narrow way. He's actually the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to desperately find this road. It is the road of life that leads to Jesus. This road is Jesus Christ. And so we need a road map. And the Bible, God's Word, is the roadmap of life. We need to have the knowledge of our Lord and Savior in our minds. And we need the Holy Spirit to remove that stony heart, and this has to be replaced with a heart of flesh that beats for Jesus Christ. The Lord God, the great spiritual surgeon, will get his scalpel, and he will perform this operation free of charge. That bill has been paid by Jesus Christ. He tells us he will not cast anyone away if they but call upon his name and in prayer, in humble obedience. Now, a song a few years ago, a pop song, had a line, "It is better to burn up than to fade away." Do you want to burn up? Or even to fade away into oblivion, into eternity? You know, life is short. Life is very short. The Bible tells us that man's life is like a vapor. It is there one minute, and the next has faded away. What are we going to leave this society? What are we going to leave our children, our families, in this short time that we have? Another line, another song a few years ago, that we are to live it up, rip it up, and let's go crazy. Or another line, "Run, rabbit, run, dig that hole, don't sit down, it's time to dig another one." Is this all that our lives are going to consist of? A uselessness, a numbness, a futility, a merry-go-round? Do you want to live a life of quiet desperation? Well, I believe that the Bible has the answer to our problems, to the world's problems. The Bible has the answer to the burdens and the problems of the individual, like you and like me. I look at my own life, and it has surely changed. I was traveling along the road drunk, living for myself and taking my family down this road with me. But the Lord God Almighty had different plans for me. He said, "I want you, and I want you to be my servant and work for me." I had to give up the booze. And it is only by the love and grace of the Lord God you hear and possibly see before you today a sober man. God engineered my change of direction. The Lord God Almighty can change your ways by looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. You can find out all about him by listening and obviously reading his word, the Bible. And I'd also like to encourage you to attend a Bible teaching, Bible preaching church community in your area.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, much joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in a humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Well, we all know, I'm sure we all know the song Stairway to Heaven, a most popular song. Here, they proclaim that it doesn't really matter what road you're walking along, there's still time to change the road you're on. Well, this is very misleading. The Bible tells us today is the day of salvation. Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. And also, you cannot buy a stairway to heaven because it has already been paid for. And there is only one stairway to heaven, so to speak, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. I was a man walking along the road of my own construction that was leading to destruction. I was burdened down with guilt, weighed down with the results that came from activities that result from the live it up, rip it up, let's go crazy lifestyle. Do you want to burn up or fade away? Do you want to fade away quietly? Or do you want to be part of this community that we have been placed in and leave something behind, a legacy, something you can pass on to your future family? Do you want to be a small spiritual brick placed in the temple of the Lord, the church of God, as it is being built up through history? It is being built up not by men, but by the Lord God. He directs the building project. We are the tools that God uses. This building that the Lord God is constructing will never crumble. Its completion will herald the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ declares to us, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." Now, this is what they're proclaiming to you today. This is good news. This is great news. This is exciting news. It is the best news since sliced bread. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ calls himself the living bread, the bread that came from heaven. He directs us to feed on him and never, ever go hungry again. Spiritually speaking, that is. Also, he is called the living water. So do you want to be like a tree planted along this living stream, filled with this living water, and your roots reaching deep into this stream? You will feed and be fed and grow strong in the Lord. So there you have a complete meal, food and drink for your life. Are you going to partake? It is being provided and it's being offered to you today. Here's a verse out of a song, a hymn that I love. "I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate was saved. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom gave. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I will tell. How the victory he gives over sin and death and hell. Sing, O sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free." Here's a quote from the Bible. Now, Paul, he's a very popular writer in the Bible. He's a popular writer for Christians. Actually, he went about persecuting Christians until the Lord God called him to be his servant. He was on one road, the Bible tells us, on the road to Damascus. Through dramatic circumstances, God changed his road and his direction to become his servant. He talks about the love of God, God's amazing grace. He writes, "I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't. And life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. And this was demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us on the cross." So, if you are worth dying for, Jesus Christ is worth living for. So we need to look to him. Let's look to Jesus Christ, the captain of your soul. So here we are then, standing at the crossroads. Which road, which way are you going to take? One way, misery. One way, choose life. One way, destruction. Or a better road, seek Jesus Christ. Let us take a moment in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, great shepherd of us, your sheep, we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way. And you laid on Jesus Christ, your Son, the iniquity, our sins, of us all, so that through his sacrifice we may receive salvation, we may receive redemption. We cannot understand how much this cost you. We cannot understand how much our Lord Jesus Christ suffered for this. Your word, the Bible, teaches us to show our thankfulness, our gratitude, and our love for you by obeying your word. We pray for all those listening today, whether you may be sitting at home, whether you're in a hospital, in prison, or sitting in your car. We ask that the Lord may grant you his Holy Spirit and give you understanding as you read his word. No sin is too great to be forgiven. Come before the Lord now and confess your sins. Accept his love for you. Do not harden your hearts today. The Lord knows your heart. He knows your anxious thoughts. We pray that he may lead you in the everlasting way. And to the glory and honor of you, our God, and of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. The Lord willing, we will be back 2 weeks at this time, Sunday at 1 p.m. here on Radio Hawke's Bay, 104.7 FM and 1431 AM. One of our messages is also played Sunday evenings at 10 a.m. If you wish to comment, please phone us. Our number is 87600 62. 086 87 600 62. Now, you know, most of us have difficulty praying to come before the throne of the Almighty God. Even the Lord Jesus' disciples had trouble praying, and they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. So Jesus laid down this pattern to follow. Jesus told them, "Pray this way: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." So now I would like to pass on the Lord's blessing, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins, as we forgive each one of those who sin. Not to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.